No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Midnight on the 12th of August,
huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. That's how it was for the next 10 nights. A flare spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star. But next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing, and Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Gradually close your eyes, look down and keep on moving. Don't you stop to stare. Don't look back at all the things we've done. It doesn't matter if you think they're wrong. I'm turning it all round and round again. I'm moving faster, overtaking you.
We're going on a new journey to find out what we know. Talking to each other about the things that we do. Moving forward, knowing what to do and say. I wouldn't want to do it any other way.
Here we go on a new journey, finding out just what we know. Talking to each other and discussing all the things we do. Trying to move forward, knowing what to do and what to say. Feeling like I wouldn't want to do it any other way. Look into your eyes and see what really goes on inside you. Take a journey deep inside to see if this is right or wrong. Watching all the colors flow out, happiness is not too far. Knowing what I mean, I think you really know what's best for you. Watching all the colors spread out from the sky and cover you. Watching all the colors spread out from the sky and cover you. Watching all the colors spread out from the sky and cover you. Watching all the colors spread out.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
torment was ended. The people scattered over the country, desperate, leaderless, starved. The thousands who had fled by sea, including the one most dear to me. All would return. The pulse of life, growing stronger and stronger, would beat again. As life returns to normal, the question of another attack from Mars causes universal concern. Is our planet safe? Or is this time of peace merely a reprieve? It may be that across the immensity of space, they have learned their lessons and even now await their opportunity. Perhaps the future belongs not to us, but to the Martians.